Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.
What can we do to help heal the divisions within Christianity? Should the Catholic Church become a full member of the World Council of Churches? Should ecumenism concentrate on theology or on working together in more practical areas? Those are some of the questions being asked as the World Council of Churches began its 10th General Assembly in Busan, Korea, with the theme, God of Life, Lead Us to Justice and Peace. The two-week-long gathering only occurs every 2 years. Pope Francis wrote a letter to the Assembly calling on Christians to intensify prayer and cooperate in service of the gospel. He wrote, all Christians are called to reach out to those who find themselves in the existential peripheries of our societies and show particular solidarity with the most vulnerable of our brothers and sisters, the poor, the disabled, the unborn and the sick, migrants and refugees, the elderly and the young who lack employment. Although it is not a member, the Catholic Church has a large delegation attending the meeting, led by the President of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, Cardinal Kurt Koch, who read out the Pope's letter on Wednesday. He spoke to Philippa Hitchin about the Vatican's views at the meeting.
So, Cardinal Koch, you're presenting the message of Pope Francis to this assembly. He talks about the need for a new impulse of vitality and vision amongst all those committed to what he calls the sacred cause of Christian unity. How do you think can this meeting help in some way to bring that new vision and vitality?
I hope that this assembly can bring new steps, a new path for the promotion of Christian unity. And I think the theme, the God of Life, is a very beautiful theme. Team God of Life is a very good team to can unite all the Christian communities, and also the mention of the Holy Father that from God all humankind have the same dignity, and to promote all this dignity can help to refine the new vision of unity.
So it's more of a practical vision than a theological vision today.
Yes, we have always on the beginning of the World Council of Churches, we have two paths. The first is life and work, that's practical, and faith and order, that's theological from the faith. And I think we must go in the two steps. And it's clear today is very important also the deepen of the issue of faith and order.
This is a huge gathering of committed Christians from all the different churches. The Catholic Church is just an observer. It's not a full member here. Would you like to see a stronger partnership or a different role for the Catholic Church here?
No, the Catholic Church is not only observer, because we have a strong collaboration with the WCC first, with Faith and Order, we collaborate with this center, and then the joint working group that we have between the WCC and the Catholic Church. And I think the two ways are very beautiful, and it's always clear we must deepen this issue, but I think that are good ways for the future.
It's true that the majority of Catholics today do not see ecumenism as a real priority for the Church. What, perhaps, can you take back from here to convince people that our divisions really disfigure the Church today?
It's very different in the different countries. Here in Korea, yesterday I have met many people, Catholics and other churches, and have the experience of a great, great, deep hope of more unity between the Christians. I think the ecumenism is a little awake in Europe, but not in other continents, in other countries.
So we have a lot to learn, in fact, you're saying, from the Asian context here, from the Asian Church.
Yes, I think we can something learn. Also, as Catholic, I see here a very, very vivid Catholic Church with many, many vocations, priests, religious communities. That we can learn something, and I think also for the ecumenical engagement is very strong here in Korea. We can learn something too.
That was Cardinal Kurt Koch, president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. He was speaking with Vatican Radio's Philippa Hitchin, who is in Busan, South Korea, to cover the General Assembly of the World Council of Churches.
Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.